Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Linning School Watch. Tonight's show is with co-host John from Kenya, Africa. Speak Swahili. Call-in number is 818-394-8537, Los Angeles area. Toll free is 1-877-497-9937. Diane Linning was an educator for over 30 years. She taught English as a second language for many from Africa. Many of our listeners there we know do speak English already, so you get a chance to practice your listening and Swahili. If we lost you for a moment, but we are back. And we're going to begin tonight by singing This Is the Day. It's one I've taught you before, but just to remind you in case you didn't hear the first part, this is Lenning School Watch. I am Diane Lenning, your host. I've been an educator for over 30 years, and I'm hoping that you will enjoy our show tonight. We do expect our co-host John to call in from Kenya, Africa in a few minutes. So if you have your hands to clap, you'd like to do that, or the drum or keyboard or whatever, I'm hoping you're learning This Is the Day. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Amen. I might sing that a little later in the show so you can have a little lesson again in how to sing that song. We are going to open in prayer tonight. Please bow your heads and let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity again to share the good news with people around the world, but especially tonight with those in Africa in English and Swahili. We are so grateful for the opportunity, and we pray that you would bless those who share tonight and that you would anoint the speakers, and for those who are listening, give them understanding of the scripture and woo them unto you by your spirit, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad you're here with us. Tonight you're going to have opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and we're going to also pray for healing for individuals. So stay tuned and be with us, please. If you'd like to call in, our local area code number is 1-818-394-8537, and our toll-free number is 1-877-497-9937. You can also look up information about our show at the website at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning, and you can find out more about our show and which nights it plays. It's every Wednesday night and every Friday night. Wednesday night is usually the Asian with English, and Friday night so far has been Swahili and English, which we hope to add other languages for your benefit. We're reading in the book of John. If you don't have a Bible, you can just follow along and listen in. But if you have a Bible, please look with us in the book of John, and we are in chapter 6. And last time we read the story in chapter 6, or the parable is another word they call it. That is a story that Jesus uses to give a point or a message, usually of some kind of moral message, but not necessarily. We saw that Jesus performed another miracle. So far he has, in the book of John, in demonstrating God's power and glory, shown quite a few miracles. One, he turned the water into wine at a marriage feast. He spoke to the woman at the well and told her all about her life, which he would only know if he were divinely inspired or God himself. And then at the pool at Bethesda, he healed someone who was lame and walked again. And we also know he healed the official's son who was at another place from the official, but yet his son was healed by the power of God through Jesus. And last week we found out that Jesus fed a large multitude of people, of 5,000 people, starting with just five fish or fishes and five loaves of bread. For as they distributed them, they continued to multiply by the power of God, demonstrating another wonderful miracle. And then we found out last week, we saw the beginning part of the story where Jesus walked on water. After they had fed the multitude, then they went down to the shore of the huge lake, which I've been on this lake of near at Capernaum, and it's huge. It almost looks like an ocean. And here we find that Jesus walked on the water. Tonight we're going to read about that. In verse 25 of chapter 6, Jesus, the bread of life. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they ask him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Well, that's an encouraging question, isn't it? They're wanting to know what it is to be a part of this wonderful ministry. And you can be a part of God's ministry too. Tonight you're going to find out. Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." All you have to do is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he's the Son of God, and to do his works according to the faith that he has given us. We know that even faith the size of a mustard seed will indeed perform the miracles of God through God's divine inspiration. So they ask him, "What sign will you give that we may see it and believe? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna." That manna is another word for bread. "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life. And I will raise them up at the last day." We're going to learn more about that, being raised up at the last day, when we study about the end time next month. At this, the Jews there began to grumble about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I came down from heaven'?" In other words, they knew him from a child as the child of Joseph and Mary. So how now can he be the Son of God coming down from heaven? "Stop grumbling among yourselves," Jesus answered. "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They will all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard the Father and learned from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life," said Jesus. "Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die." That means have eternal life in the hereafter. "I am the living bread that came down from heaven." In other words, the manna was in a way symbolic of Jesus coming down as the bread of life. Only this time, it was going to be an eternal life that God would give them, rather than just a short-term life on earth, as the manna was. "Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Now he's speaking symbolically here. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves. "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Yes, I knew that was going to be your question. Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." Now how can we eat the flesh of Jesus Christ now that he's been gone for 2,000 years? Well, it's symbolic, and we find out later that we do a ceremony in remembrance of that, that's symbolic of it, called a communion. "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I am in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and yet died at the end of their life. But whoever feeds on this bread will live forever," meaning eternally. He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. The next section talks about many disciples desert Jesus. In other words, they leave Jesus. Let's read the next section and find out why anyone would leave Jesus. Verse 6. "On hearing it, many of his disciples said, 'This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?' Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, 'Does this offend you? Then what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before,'" meaning go back to heaven. "The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit of life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, 'This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them.' From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. So there were some who doubted and quit following him. But remember, he asked that question, 'Would you believe in me? Saw me return. to where I... heaven? You do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God. Then Jesus replied, have I not chosen you the 12? Yet one of you is a devil, or he means a Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, who though one of the 12 was later to betray him. We'll later find out about that betrayal. Let's take this time to give opportunity for those who want to receive Jesus as their Savior. Do that. Let me give you a couple of scriptures to explain about it. In John 3:3, Jesus said, you must be born again. And in John 3:16, he says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting, eternal life. We need to receive God's best gift for eternal life. It also says in Romans 10:8, 9, and 10, the word is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. Here he is encouraging us to confess to others or tell others when we have received the Lord. Let's pray together tonight. Pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I am separated from you. Say this, but believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sin. And I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my ways and go your way. Lord Jesus, I now invite you into my heart, my personal. Yes, my sin. I believe. Christ, and I ask you into my heart, I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Angels in heaven, worship and praise for everyone who comes to know the Lord. You are now a member of God's family. Praise the Lord. I'm also going to say a prayer for healing tonight. Lord, we pray and believe for those who want a healing tonight, that they would believe and stand by the scripture as when Jesus said, pick up your mat and walk. Believe and pick up and walk forward in your life, believing that God has healed you. Whatever your ailment or illness, we believe for a healing for you now. In Jesus' name. And we praise and thank the Lord for that. Well, we are glad that our co-host is on tonight. He is going to be reading what I just read in the book of John. And John, I'm going to give you the scriptures that I just read, and then I'll introduce you in a minute. I just read in chapter 6, somewhere near the middle, starting at verse 25, and I read to the end. So you can read in chapter 6. From verse 25, reading to the end, and feel free to explain along in Swahili as you do that. So, hello, John, I'm trying to get you on the air, and it doesn't look like you are yet. Let me try again. There you are, live. Hello, John, how are you tonight? Or morning for you?
Very good, how are you?
Great, I'm so glad you connected tonight. Praise the Lord, you're on tonight. And we're believing that those who are listening are going to be blessed by hearing it in their native tongue in Swahili. I would like you, please, first to open in prayer in Swahili.
Okay. Asante sana Mungu kwa kutupa nafasi hadiana kuweza kusoma email. Mungu asante kwa Baba ndio Mungu. Asante kwa kuniamsha. Asante kwa kutuweka hali. Katika jina la Yesu naomba amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise. Now you can read the scriptures starting from verse 25 about Jesus, the bread of life. Just go ahead.
Verse 25. Hata walipomwona ng'ambo ya bahari, walimwambia Rabi, wewe umekuja lini hapa? Yesu akajibu akasema, Mimi nawaambieni, ninyi mtanitafuta si kwa sababu mliona ishara, bali kwa sababu mlikula ile mikate mkashiba. Msitendee kazi chakula chenye kuharibika, bali chakula kidumucho uzima wa milele ambacho Mwana wa Adamu atawapa, kwa sababu huyo ndiye aliyetiwa muhuri wa Baba nani Mungu. Basi wakamwambia, tufanyeje ili tupate kuzitenda kazi za Mungu? Sokajibu akawaambia, hii ndiyo kazi ya Mungu, mwamini yeye aliyetumwa na yeye. Akamwambia, unafanya ishara gani basi ili tuione tukuamini? Unatenda kazi gani? Baba zetu walila maana jangwani, kama vile ilivyoandikwa, aliwapa chakula cha mbinguni ili wale. Yesu akawaambia, amin nawaambieni, sio Musa aliyewapa chakula kile cha mbinguni, bali Baba yangu anawapa ninyi chakula cha kweli kitokacho mbinguni. Kwa maana chakula cha Mungu ni kile kishukacho kutoka mbinguni na kuupa ulimwengu uzima. Basi wakamwambia, Bwana, siku zote utupe chakula hiki. Yesu akawaambia, mimi ndimi chakula cha uzima, niajaye kwangu hataona njaa kabisa, naye aniaminie hataona kiu kama. Lakini nimewaambia kwamba mmeniona wala hamwamini. Wote anipao Baba watakuja kwangu, wala ya yote yajaye kwangu sitamtupa nje kamwe. Kwa kuwa mimi sikushuka kutoka mbinguni ili niyafanye mapenzi yangu, bali mapenzi aliyenipeleka, na mapenzi yake aliyenipeleka ni haya, kwamba katika wote alionipa simpoteze hata mmoja, basi nimfufue siku ya mwisho. Kwa kuwa mapenzi yake Baba yangu ni haya, kwamba kila amtazamaye Mwana na kumwamini yeye awe na uzima wa milele, nami nitamfufua siku ya mwisho. Basi Wayahudi wakamnung'unikia kwa sababu alisema, mimi ni chakula kilichoshuka kutoka mbinguni. Wakasema, Yesu huyu si Yesu mwana wa Yusufu? Basi tumjua babaye naye na mamaye. Sasa semaje huyu ameshuka kutoka mbinguni? Basi Yesu akamjibu akamwambia, usiniite mimi, ninyi kwa mimi, hakuna mtu awezaye kuja kwangu isipovutwa na Baba aliyenipeleka, nami nitamfuata siku za mwisho, nitamfufua siku ya mwisho. Imeandikwa katika manabii na wote watakuwa wamefundishwa na Mungu. Basi kila aliyesikia na kujifunza kwa Baba kuja kwangu. Si kwamba mtu amemwona Baba, ila yeye atokaye kwa Mungu, huyo ndiye aliyemwona Baba. Amin, nawaambia, yeye aminie na uzima wa milele. Mimi ndimi chakula cha chakula cha uzima. Verse 49. Baba zenu waliila mana jangwani. Baba zenu waliila mana jangwani wakafa. Hiki ni chakula shukacho kutoka mbinguni, kwamba mtu akila wala asife. Mimi ndimi chakula chenye uzima kilichoshuka kutoka mbinguni. Mtu akila chakula hiki ataishi milele, na chakula nitakachotoa mimi ni mwili wangu, kwa ajili ya uzima wa ulimwengu. Basi Wayahudi walishindana wao kwa wao wakisema, awezaje mtu huyu tupasishe mwili wake ili tule? Yesu akawaambia, amin, usipoula mwili wa mwana wa Adamu na kuinywa damu yake, una uzima ndani yenu. Aulaye mwili wangu na kuinywa damu yangu na uzima wa milele, nami nitamfufua siku ya mwisho. Maana mwili wangu ni chakula cha kweli na damu yangu ni kinywaji cha kweli. Aulaye mwili wangu na kunywa damu yangu hukaa ndani yangu, nami hukaa ndani yake. Kwa vile Baba alivyonituma mimi, nami ni hai kwa Baba, kadhalika naye mwenye kunila atakuwa hai kwa mimi. Hiki ndicho chakula shukacho kutoka mbinguni, si kama mababa walivyokula wakavu, bali kila chakula hicho ataishi milele. Neno hayo aliyasema katika sinagogi ilipokuwa ikifundisha huko Kapernaumu. Basi watu wengi miongoni mwa wanafunzi wake waliposikia walisema, neno hili ni ngumu, nani awezaye kulisikia? Naye Yesu akafahamu nafsini mwake ya kuwa wanafunzi wake walinung'unika neno hilo. Akawaambia, je, neno hilo na wakaza? Itakuwaje basi umwonapo mwana wa Adamu akipaa huko aliko kuweko? Kwanza roho ndiyo itia uzima mwili, ufai kitu? Maneno hayo aliyoambia ni roho, tena ni uzima. Lakini kuna mwingine miongoni mwenu wasiomwamini, kwa maana Yesu alikuwa tangu mwanzo ni nani asiyoamini, naye ni nani atakaye msaliti? Akasema, kwa sababu hiyo nimewaambia kwamba hakuna mtu awezaye kuja kwangu isipokuwa amejaliwa na Baba yangu. Kwa ajili ya hayo wengi miongoni mwa wanafunzi wake wakarejea nyuma, wasiandamane nani tena. Basi Yesu akawaambia, wana darasara, je, mimi nani wataka kuondoka? Basi Simoni Petro akamjibu, Bwana, twende kwa nani? Wewe unayo maneno ya uzima wa milele, nani tumesadiki tena tumejua na kuwa wewe ndiye mtakatifu wa Mungu. Yesu akawajibu, je, mimi sikuwachagua ninyi bila ishara? Na mmoja wenu ni Shetani, alinena Yuda mwana wa Simon Iskarioti, maana huyo ndiye aliyemsaliti, naye ni mojawapo wa wale tamashara. I'm through.
Praise the Lord for that word. We pray that it would bless the hearts of those who hear the word and that God would give them understanding of the scripture. And we pray that you would woo the listener to you, Jesus, to become a part of the family of God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, I'm so glad to hear from you, John, and I think it would be good, unless you have already, I can't tell, you know, since I don't know Swahili, but have you prayed yet a salvation prayer? We want to make sure you do that.
Okay.
Basi
watu wengi miongoni mwa wanafunzi wake waliposikia kualisema neno hili ni ngumu. Ni nani awezaye kulisikia? Ni Yesu afahamu nafsini mwake na ya kuwa wanafunzi wake walilong'onea. Hili amemwambia, je, na hilo linaweza kukwaza? Adamu, itakuwaje basi mmona hapo mwana wa Adamu akipaa mbinguni? Kwanza wao ndiye itaanza usimamizi kwa kitu. Maneno haya aliyoambia ni roho, tena ni roho, tena ni uzima. Kijina la Yesu, amen.
Now also, I'm not sure if you prayed a healing prayer yet. Have you done that yet?
Not yet.
Okay, go ahead.
Baba, tunaomba uweze kushukisha roho ya uponyaji watu ambao wamelemewa vizigo vyao, na watu wagonjwa baba uweze kuwasaidia kupoza. Sasa ni nguvu uponyaji, ni Mungu mwenye nguvu zote. Yesu, tunaomba utuponye na utuweke huru. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We believe that in Jesus' name everyone will be touched by the power of God. How's it going in Kenya, John?
Not bad. I have some flu.
You have the flu?
I'm having some. Yeah, that's why you hear my sound is very difficult.
Do a lot of the people have flu in your area?
Yeah, yeah. Because of rains.
Well, we believe that the Lord will touch you. You said you have rains?
Yeah.
So is that good for your crops, I hope?
Yeah, yeah, it is really good.
Good. But sometimes you all get sick with it, huh?
Right. Malaria.
Malaria. That's from, you know, that's from mosquitoes.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of mosquito I hear.
Do you have mosquito nets?
No.
You don't have mosquito nets?
Yes.
Well, any standing water around, you need to drain it and make sure that there's no water that sits around in puddles a lot, because that's where the mosquitoes nest and hatch more mosquitoes.
Yeah, and the bushes, you know, there are a lot of bushes around.
Do you have any little squirt bottles, like you could put water in it, a little liquid detergent, the soapy water keeps them from being able to stay on the leaves if you spray the leaves with a little soapy water.
Yeah.
Then they can't lay their eggs on the leaves.
Yeah.
So that would help. Plus, everybody needs to try to get mosquito netting during this time and put it over your beds at night when you sleep so mosquitoes can't bite you. And if they do, you could try putting a little peroxide right on it where it swells up. Do you know what peroxide is?
No, I don't know.
Okay, well, you need to look it up. We'll look it up on the internet and I'll message it to you. Peroxide is really cheap. It's you can get it for in here in America. It's less than a dollar, and so it's probably really cheap in Kenya. And you can just put that right on the area wherever the mosquitoes bite, and it will disinfect what they inject into your skin. That'll give people a better chance right away if they do it right away. Anytime, but it's best right away. And
I'll try that one.
Yeah, if it's pretty bad and they have a lot of bites, you can soak cotton balls on it and just let them sit on it for a few minutes. And then that'll get into the system a little bit. It doesn't get rid of malaria if it's in a real progressed stage like a medicine would, but it might keep it from getting hold into the body. It might kill it before it spreads around. So I know when I get bit by mosquitoes, I react very badly, and so I'll just put peroxide on it, and it makes the swelling go down and gets it disinfects some of the poison that gets in there right around where the mosquito sticks it in, and it helps a lot. It might greatly reduce the case so that it's a mild one. So it's certainly worth a try because it's a very inexpensive product. Usually comes in a dark brown bottle, plastic bottle, called a hydrogen peroxide. I'll contact you the way we do and give you a little more info on it.
Oh, I know that one.
You know what it is?
I know that one, hydrogen peroxide.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, get some bottles of that and tell people to try it and just put it right on where the mosquito bites them. Two or three times a day. Since you have probably no medicine, right, and no mosquito nets, you might as well try hydrogen peroxide. It works for me.
Yeah.
And then you try to keep it so the mosquitoes cannot breed too much. So if you have standing water, you want to try to drain it because they breed and lay their eggs in water, and then they'll have a lot more mosquitoes. You probably don't have spray, DDT or anything to spray to kill them, so you have to try to prevent them and keep them from harming you. So that could help a lot. Oh, Lord, let's pray. Dear Jesus, we pray that you would protect the people from malaria and these mosquitoes and give them wisdom with how to deal with it and to get rid of the standing water and spray the leaves with soapy water so the eggs won't stick. And, Lord, we just pray protection, protecting hand over the people in this season of many mosquitoes and malaria, Lord. Protect them and bless them, we pray. Give them wisdom. Give them knowledge of how to deal with it and to fight it and be successful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. God can give you all wisdom with how to deal with that. And also, do you have fly swatters? They're just little plastic handles with a square at the end, like a mesh or a net, and you can swat the mosquitoes when they're on a wall or a tree, and you can kill them. You keep those around in your house?
There is some medicine.
Huh?
There is some medicine.
Well, that's after you've been stung, but you want to try to kill them before they sting you. So if you see them on the wall, you probably swat them with your shoe, but we also sell fly swatters for about 15 cents. They're really cheap, and you just hit the mosquitoes and kill them. Do you have those swatters? I'll tell you about those, too.
I got a look.
You have one?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, every house needs to have one or two or three of those. We used to have lots of mosquitoes when I was a kid because we lived in swampy area. And so every night they'd wake us up and we'd be up with our swatter. We usually rolled up a newspaper and we'd try to swat them. But they used to bite me. Fortunately, they didn't have malaria, but I still kind of react to them now, even as an adult. And I, like I say, I use that hydrogen peroxide, and it helps a lot. Because they have the Nile, the disease of the, what do they call it? Something Nile, also that we have in our part of the world and in Asia too. So mosquitoes are not good. They carry nasty diseases. So we've got to work together to help people to deal with that. Well, thank you for sharing that with me. We'll keep praying for you about that so that people don't die of malaria. We don't die of malaria in America anymore because we know how to, we've learned how to deal with it. So you don't have to either. So we got to get that knowledge and information to you. What?
It's affecting a lot of small kids.
Yeah, the small kids are so innocent and it's just not.
Even if they die.
Oh, I know. I heard. I read about that. That's just horrible. So tell them to try the peroxide. That's so cheap. If the mom or dad does it, if they don't have cotton balls, you can just dip your finger in it and then put it right on the wound, as long as a lot of people aren't dipping their finger in that. But a little cotton ball is good, too, but you might not have any. Lord bless them. I hate to see that happen. I know God sees it, too, and he wants you to be touched and to be healed. Well, I'm so glad we were able to do a show tonight because when I started, after about 3 minutes, it cut off and I had to call back in. I wasn't sure the radio show was going to work tonight, so praise the Lord, I got back on. Maria's doing fine. She couldn't call in tonight. I called and asked her if she could, and she was not available tonight. So she's doing good. She works with people in that sober living home, you know, and they're constantly helping them with their life's issues. And a lot of life's issues can be remedied by becoming a Christian and learning good ways of living and different ways of healthy living that maybe we haven't been educated about. So a good education for people is real important. That's why I spent some time talking about mosquitoes and what you can do to prevent that, because for many it could mean life and death. And she deals with life's issues with people who in America here maybe haven't had the advantage of a good education, or maybe their family was dysfunctional and they've gotten stuck in some difficulties and problems in life. And that's why part of the reason we have this radio show is that we can help people around the world in learning about the gospel and also about good daily living skills. There are certain ways of living that help you to have a healthier life and a longer life. And that's what Jesus wants us to have. So,
to get the Bible.
Okay, talk a little louder.
Jesus said to get the Bible.
What about a Bible?
Yeah, the one you have told.
Say it again louder.
The one you had told to buy.
They all need Bibles?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're continuing to pray.
Remember you had talked about the Bible?
Well, you have a Bible, right?
Yes.
Yes? So in the meantime, you can go around and read the Bible to them. Right? You can do that, yes? John? You can go around and read the Bible to them, yes? John? Hello? John, are you there? Well, I'm going to sing a song since John is still on here, but he's not speaking. Maybe he's having trouble. Well, we'll get this song on a recording. I sang This Is the Day, but I think it's time to sing another one. I'm going to sing Bless the Lord, O My Soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Let's sing it again together. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Praise the Lord. When you're in need, ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Lord for guidance as to what you need to do to live with good daily living skills. There's another song from the Bible in Psalms 23:6, and someday you'll have a Bible and we'll have this in an archive where you can go in with your computers and listen again. So that's why I'm saying where it's found in Psalms 23:6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, all the days of my life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just praise you, Lord, for your goodness and your healing touch and your power, Lord. We pray that you would bless John and protect him and bless the people of Africa and especially those of Kenya where John is from and his community. Lord, bless them and keep them and help them to walk in your ways and to gain strength and to walk in the stature of Jesus Christ through the example that he gives us in the New Testament, in John, and other scriptures, Lord. Help them to access computers at universities or libraries in cities near them when they go to visit. Lord, bless them in this time when it's raining, that their crops would grow bountiful, but yet keep the growth and reproduction of mosquitoes down low, Lord, so that people will live through this time of the year, and help them to get some hydrogen peroxide to put on those mosquito bites. And bless it, Lord, that it will kill the venom and the poison that might go in from mosquitoes, and help them to swat those mosquitoes before they bite them. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Well, we're coming near the end of our show, and we want you to know that all of our shows will be archived, so you can listen anytime, day or night, whenever you can get hold of a computer, and these will be saved for you to listen to later. So we just pray the blessings of God upon you, and it looks like John is called back in, and perhaps you could say a closing prayer, John, in Swahili. We lost you there for a couple minutes. Would you like to close in prayer?
Okay. Louder.
Praise the Lord. Well, I'm so glad we connected tonight. We had a few technical difficulties, but we're sticking with it and we're going to keep trying. Praise the Lord. we were able to record another lesson tonight. We're looking forward to our time together next Friday night. And we pray that you would, the Lord would bless each one of you and that you would be protected from malaria and not get that, we pray. Remember to get that hydrogen peroxide.
Yes.
We love you all.
Pray for us.
We are. And please pray and listen to God. Help. Ask God to reveal to you what to do about those mosquitoes. I think I've given you a lot of information that should help. And even if you can't get mosquito netting, maybe you can find something that will work to keep the mosquitoes out of your houses. Thank you for being with us tonight, John. We are so grateful that you're able to interpret in Swahili, and we know the Lord will bless it and bless you. So, good night. We'll be listening for you next time. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Good
God
night, all.
You.
Lord, Jesus
God loves
you. God loves you. Bless you, John.
Bye.
And we love each one of you. God loves you. John loves you. I love you. We're just so glad for this time together. And we're believing God will cause a miracle in your life. Good night, all. See you next time. God bless you. God loves you.